Hello and welcome. You're watching NDTV 24/7. I'm Osama Shab. Operation Sindoor to Trump's tariff threat. It is a mega narrative battle that is now unfolding. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while speaking from his political bastion Varanasi, he launched a scathing attack on the opposition, slamming the Congress and the Samajwadi Party for calling Operation Sindoor a drama. He in fact did not stop there. In a sharp warning to Pakistan, Prime Minister Modi said that the mere mention of BrahMos missiles has created panic across the border. And finally, as US President Donald Trump threatens the world and India with tariffs, 25% by the way for India, the Prime Minister doubled down on his vocal for local campaign, urging Indians to rally behind homegrown products and economic self-reliance. It is politics, it is national pride. Is it global posturing? Everything colliding in that one explosive speech. Listen in to what the Prime Minister had to say today.
मैंने अपनी बेटियों के सिंदूर का बदला लेने का जो वचन दिया था, वो भी पूरा हुआ है। मैं ऑपरेशन सिंदूर की सफलता को उनके चरणों में समर्पित करता हूं। देश की एकता की हर बात नई चेतना जगा देती है और तभी तो ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सफल होता है। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान भारत के स्वदेशी हथियारों की ताकत पूरी दुनिया ने देखी है। हमारे एयर डिफेंस सिस्टम, हमारी स्वदेशी मिसाइलें, स्वदेशी ड्रोन्स, इन्होंने आत्मनिर्भर भारत की ताकत को साबित किया है। खासकर हमारी ब्रह्मोस मिसाइलें, इनकी दहशत भारत के हर दुश्मन के भीतर भर गई है। पाकिस्तान में कहीं हुई ब्रह्मोस आवाज आ जाए ना तो नींद नहीं आती। मेरे प्यारे भाई बहनों, मैं यूपी का सांसद हूं। यूपी के सांसद के नाते मुझे खुशी है कि वो ब्रह्मोस मिसाइलें हमारे यूपी में भी बनेगी। लखनऊ में ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग शुरू हो रही है। अब हम आर्थिक प्रगति की बात कर रहे हैं तो मैं आपका ध्यान वैश्विक हालातों पर भी ले जाना चाहता हूं। आज दुनिया की अर्थव्यवस्था कई आशंकाओं से गुजर रही है। अस्थिरता का माहौल है। ऐसे में दुनिया के देश अपने अपने हितों पर फोकस कर रहे हैं। भारत भी दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बनने जा रहा है। अब हम कुछ भी खरीदें तो एक ही तराजू होना चाहिए। हम उन चीजों को खरीदेंगे जिसे बनाने में किसी न किसी भारतीय का पसीना बहा है।
Well, we'll try and focus on the political messaging in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's speech. We'll also try and understand the narrative, timing and the political strategy behind what the Prime Minister has said in Varanasi. Joining us on the broadcast right now is Mr. R.P. Singh, spokesperson of the BJP. I also have Sujata Paul, spokesperson of the Congress. Amitabh Tiwari, a political strategist, he also joins us. And Lieutenant General Sanjay Kulkarni, he also joins us to shed some light on what Prime Minister had to say. Starting with R.P. Singh. Sir, was today's speech in Varanasi, was it more about national security, or as the opposition has been saying, that this is a carefully crafted political messaging that is aimed at painting the opposition as anti-army?
Well, when Prime Minister speaks, he generally speaks about the events happening, which are in the current time, especially in the world and especially in India. And then this has been a phase where there are a lot of events which has happened, a lot of turmoil, whether it's India, Pakistan and world happening. So he has tried to wrap up everything together, and especially Operation Sindoor, because opposition has tried to defame Operation Sindoor by saying tamasha, drama, all sort, the sort of phraseology opposition has used. And he has tried to make people recollect what all opposition has said about Operation Sindoor and how they have questioned Operation Sindoor. Like Chidambaram said that those terrorists were homegrown. He gave a clean sheet to Pakistan in a fashion. So all this was wrapped into this as far as Operation Sindoor goes, but also that how India's capacity on Indian defense system has grown up, that how world looks toward India's defense system now, after especially after Operation Sindoor, how well our defense system was able to defend the Indian borders and Indian cities at the time of war, and how the Chinese or the Turkish system failed miserably. So it was trying to send that message also. And yes, the Indian defense system is now the most wanted countries worldwide are looking forward to make deals with India as far as the defense system goes. Recently, there has been a lot of queries which has happened and a lot of agreements which have been signed also. But Pramod is a big name in that, and he also brought out a point on how BrahMos take away the sleep of the Pakistan and Pakistanis and Pakistan army, and how BrahMos destroyed their defense bases and the terrorist hideouts also, 9 terrorist hideouts and 11 defense air bases also. So it was a speech which was trying to tell people what has happened in last few months. And then especially was addressing his constituency where he contested election from. And also wrapped up by saying that we had to go look inward too, because all economies are looking inward. And we have to focus on Swadeshi. We have to ensure that whatever we buy now, whatever we purchase, whether it's a household, whether it's a clothing, or whether it's anything else, it should be Swadeshi. It should be made in India, so that we should save on our imports. So that was a message also across. In a way, he has sent a message to the
country. We'll come to that specific point about his message about vocal for local. But what I want to focus on right now is Operation Sindoor. And Sujata Paul, do respond to what Mr. R.P. Singh has said. Also, Prime Minister saying that the opposition, especially the Congress, has called it drama. How do you respond to that?
Good evening, Osama. Good evening to my co-panelists and to your audiences. You know, the film industry has really lost out on a great actor. A great actor who also is a liar. Because nobody has questioned Operation Sindoor, and when you question the valor of our soldiers, you give a speech like that. When you indulge in histrionics and to create hysteria, you fail, and because soon you are going to become history. Because the world is seeing how you are flip-flopping. Because here, I just heard Mr. R.P. Singh mention made in India. Yes, that is exactly what this country had, made in India. You turned it into assemble in India and started calling it make in India. The self-reliance the country should have been progressing towards was suddenly being called as Atmanirbhar Bharat by the Prime Minister. But we know how Atmanirbhar Bharat is, and if he says that earlier things were not okay with the equipment that the soldiers had. If he's talking only about BrahMos, BrahMos has not happened over one day. It has happened over a period of time, and there have been many instances where we can talk about our brave soldiers, about how they have defended this beautiful nation of ours. But when we talk about Operation Sindoor, Prime Minister Modi is only trying to propagate a lie, because nobody has questioned the valor of our soldiers. It is the Bharatiya Janata Party who questioned the valor of our soldiers in the previous wars also, because our soldiers have never showed their back. They have defended this country, and that is why you, I, Mr. R.P. Singh, and everybody else in this country are safe and secure in our homes. They give up their lives, and nobody will ever question them. That is patriotism.
That's so, when so, we Sujata are Paul, question so, the Sujata government. Paul, from what I understand, yes. are you suggesting that the BJP is using this as in order to project the Congress Party as an anti-army party?
Absolutely. And the army existed before the Bharatiya Janata Party was born. The army existed much before the Jansang was born, because this army has been there, and they are the ones who we should be, we should be bowing our heads before. And Operation Sindoor is what we have been talking about. The name might be given as Sindoor, but have they been defended, those who have suffered in this attack? Have those five terrorists been killed? The BJP is also talking about three terrorists now. And the BJP should answer as to how they have been avenged. Mr. Modi just took credit for avenging the Sindoor of our sisters, but he did not have the gall to take, he did not have the courage to take the names of those martyrs at Pahalgam. The widows of those Pahalgam martyrs, the families of those Pahalgam martyrs. And that is why this is all politics, but the country is seeing through it.
Okay.
And duniya ki arthavyavastha is what he was talking about, and we know tariffs are being imposed on us. And
like I said, we'll come to that point.
About...
We'll come to that tariff point later. But R.P. Singh, very quick response from you before I go to my other panelists. Sir.
Well, I just now told what Chidambaram ji said, what the daughter of the former Home Minister, Mr. Shinde, said about Operation Sindoor. Well, and then how Mr. Rahul Gandhi has been again and again raising question on the valor of the Indian Army, and also that he doesn't give an opportunity to speak what Pakistan suits Pakistan or what suits China.
No,
so
Mr.
we all know that.
What Rahul Gandhi has what Rahul Gandhi has said is why is Donald Trump again and again taking credit for that ceasefire when it was not exactly, there was no role of Donald Trump, and that is what your government has been saying repeatedly.
I think Mr. Rahul Gandhi, we have a machine which is from China, ear machine, hearing aid from China. He only hears what China wants
China.
To hear. Did I?
He loves China.
Sujata Paul, let Mr. R.P. Singh complete. Sujata Paul, we'll come back to you. But Mr. R.P. Singh, please complete your thought.
So, Prime Minister in the Parliament has categorically stated on record that no countries intervene into the ceasefire or between the matter of the Pakistan and India, and also that what happened between what transpired between him and J.D. Vance, he has made that also clear. Hmm. And before that also, the MEA has told the complete transcript of what talks happened between Donald Trump and Prime Minister on the telephone. So that was also made clear. But as I said, they have to keep going on and on with fake news agencies and fake news system, so that they can probably prove their some point which they know they can't stand upon. But the fact is that they have raised question on surgical strikes earlier. They have raised question on Balakot also. They're the one who keep raising questions, and they keep raising questions on the valor of the Indian Army also.
Okay. Sujata Paul, very quickly, make your point before I go to Amitabh Tiwari and Lieutenant General Sanjay Kulkarni. Very quickly.
A desperate, frustrated BJP is trying so hard to paint the Congress Party as anti-national, and they are failing, because this country belongs to us, belongs to every single person. But if you remember what Mr. R.P. Singh has been trying to say, what happened? Mr. Modi couldn't say the chair of China? The dog Donald Trump, who is his great friend Donald Trump, He's not being able to take his name. The fact is that Mr. Modi is scared of Mr. Donald Trump, and that is why he's not being able to speak up about him. He's not being able to stand up to him. And then he says, Mr. Vance called out and I was on the phone. Well, how much time,
will come back
take for him to go and call?
No, no, this is not clear. You can allow her to feed her.
Let me go across to Lieutenant General Sanjay Kulkarni. Let the other panelists also come in. We'll come back to you, gentlemen. We'll come back to you, Mr. R.P. Singh and Sujata Paul. We'll come back to you. We'll give you a chance. Lieutenant General Kulkarni, Operation Sindoor, it is a military action and it is now being politicized. Where should the line be drawn between celebrating defense success and using it in what the opposition is saying is a campaign-style rhetoric?
Thank you, Osama. At the very outset, I don't belong to any political party.
Yeah.
And the fact that stands is Operation Sindoor was a grand success. Operation Sindoor made Pakistan go on their knees requesting for ceasefire.
Hmm.
And therefore, to be able to do in less than 90 hours, what probably not many countries can even think of it. We've seen it, what happened in Iran, how long it took for United States to get the ceasefire there. So therefore, I think it's rightly so, the army works under the political leadership, whichever one it is, may be. If the 1971 grand success, well, of course, it's a huge victory for India, unbelievable victory for India, and the credit goes to the political party at that time, Mrs. Gandhi. Without fail, it goes. Similarly, now, in operation, whoever is responsible for executing, because the army executes, the responsibility is that of the leadership. And therefore, I personally would say, we must all celebrate, and at the very fact that everybody, I think, at the very outset, when Operation Sindoor was on, everybody got together, and there was no denying the fact that we stood as one. One India, Bharat. And that is how, and when we went in for it, we won. And after that, I think this bickering should have been avoided. It doesn't sound good, even from some political leaders, to say whatever the kind of language that one uses, one must show that maturity. One must respect our Prime Minister. One must respect our leadership. And in that context, you might hate a man. Doesn't matter. That is your... But that should not be seen as hatred towards the nation. We all... Armies, after all, India's army. We aren't anybody else's army. We are India's army. And we all are for the territorial integrity and sovereignty of India. That is what we are meant for. And that is what we will do and we will ensure. And therefore, obviously, if anything would have gone wrong, everybody would have criticized the leadership. Since it's gone right and we have won, I think everybody would want to say, in this context, Osama would always say, we must stand and we must not be seen, because who is going to use this kind of a bickering within the country are the enemy. You find what, so you can hear the voices coming from Pakistan, you can hear their Prime Minister say a lot of it, and therefore, definitely, you've heard the Pakistan Prime Minister in Azerbaijan. Well, the way he was absolutely, ruffled with saying, Brahmos ne humko ye kar diya, Brahmos. That means they were definitely chair, and therefore the deterrence has been created. India has won. The credit goes to everybody. That's not one person can take a credit. And since it's a teamwork, it's Bharat that has won, we should not at all talk or discuss and bickering on these issues or being seen to, slight anybody or anyone. I don't think it speaks good about the country, neither does it speak good about our leadership. I think it's very, very important, all leaders. It is under the Prime Minister that year. Whoever is the Prime Minister at that point of time. And therefore, I think everybody must sound mature, because definitely words like tamasha and all don't sound good. Definitely they don't sound good. Because coming from a daughter of an ex-Home Minister surely doesn't sound good.
Mr. Amitabh Tiwari, you are possibly the best person to ask this question, and I'm pretty sure you have the answer for that. How do you read the political choreography of Prime Minister's speech today? Operation Sindoor, Pakistan, Brahmos, Donald Trump, all in one address.
Well, see, essentially, we have seen a very fiery debate in the parliament on Operation Sindoor. And as sir has mentioned, it is undoubtedly one of the biggest successes against Pakistan which we have had recently after the 1971 war. And clearly there has never been any question mark on the valor and the strength of our armed forces. However, since Prime Minister Modi exhibited a political will, he will get credit for it. Having said that, it does not mean that there was no intelligence failure. And of course, the opposition is valid in asking about that. And we need to also introspect and study as to what happened wrong. On the aspect of opposition harping on the fact as to how many jets have been drowned, I think no Indian will be proud of that number. And that is a very sentimental thing. I don't think the opposition should be harping on that issue at all. So the Prime Minister used this opportunity to speak directly with the Indian populace, as has been his style and strategy, trying to bring out or reinforce the points which he had mentioned in the Parliament debate, reiterating the success and also highlighting the fact that there was no pressure from the US, or rather the decision on ceasefire was a unilateral one, because perhaps India at this point of time did not want to go into a war after the military objectives were achieved. The questions on the tariffs of Trump, or the tariffs which has been imposed by the US, are also genuine, right? Because the Prime Minister has had a personal bonding with Trump, which he has exhibited very openly.
Yeah.
And this sudden reversal of, let's say, trends with respect to the US, despite having a first mover advantage, when the Prime Minister went and met Trump after he was sworn in, these are some things which the opposition will be taking up. However, vocal for local, or self-reliance, or Atmanirbhar Bharat, or Swadeshi is something which has been in the talk for a long time, and we need to focus on that, because I think the US also realizes that if India gains strength, perhaps it cannot then handle China, India, and Russia, this trio. Correct. So there is a lot of geopolitical
absolutely,
which is also involved in this.
All right. Mr. R.P. Singh, do respond to Sujata Paul and what she said. You were trying to make a point, and also the fact that what the opposition is saying, that look, there is an attempt to corner the opposition and set the election agenda, because there are multiple elections that are coming in. More importantly, this entire conversation around vocal for local, it was framed as a response to Trump, but is the messaging more about economic nationalism in order to rally the base than actual trade strategy?
Well, is a call for days, for coming days. I mean, probably he can see what's going to happen in coming futures, and we need to be geared up for that. And he has rightly said that let's look inward. All economies are looking inward. All world economies, all world nations are looking toward inward to ensure that their economies do well. And then in that scope only, whatever trade they can do, they do the trade part also. But coming to the tariff, the trade talks are not still off. Trade talks are still on. And let's wait for that to happen. And once the trade talks are complete, then probably opposition will have a point to raise. But not now. It's a little too early for them to raise questions. But again, coming to Operation Sindoor, I mean, they were the one who has raised questions even on Operation Mahadev. Why Mahadev, Operation Mahadev was named as Operation Mahadev? Why Operation Sindoor was named as Operation Sindoor? Why naming Hindu names? Yeah. Why not name some other names? I mean, to this extent, when Operation Mahadev was named because there was a hill named Mahadev, and the terrorists were hidden there. So they were killed there. So that's why it was named as Operation Mahadev. Given to them, it could have been Operation Jaishe Baksh, or Operation Ali Ahil, or Operation Zarab Azab. So they could have named that way for them. It suits them. But coming to the issue of the nationalism and the taking stance, whenever there is a question, or whenever there is an attack by the Pakistan or the terrorist sponsored by Pakistan. Remember, after 26/11, Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, he never gave any go ahead to Major Fali, Homi Major Fali, the Air Force Chief. He wanted to attack. And what did he said? But give me a second. And it is mentioned in Obama's book that he didn't want it to do that because he was worried that there will be a nationalist wave in the country and then it will be difficult to curb and that will lead to probably BJP to come to power or the nationalist forces to come to power.
But Sujata Paul, do respond very quickly, Sujata Paul, respond to this because we are running short of time. Please go ahead.
The BJP only has politics and elections in mind. And that has been made amply clear by the BJP spokesperson right now. And as far as talking about questioning the government, we have every right to do it and we should do it. Because when our army was all ready to go and get POK back for us, and do you remember Mr. Amit Shah, what had he said in Parliament? Hum leke nahi aayenge Pakistan occupied Kashmir ko. Hamara hai, hamara hai. Kaise bola? Hamara khun kholta hai. He's forgotten. Khun woon sab pani ho gaya. Aur yahi sachchai hai Bhajpa ki. The fact is that today China, America, Pakistan, they've got together. Mr. Donald Trump will come around and say that you have to buy oil from there one day. Yes, this is what this is what the BJP is about.
All right. I'm running out of time. A big thank you to all of you for being a part of this discussion. I wish we could have extended this discussion further.